Sachs, this is retreating on Stevens Frieda, S-T-E-V-E-N-S, Stevens Frieda, F-R-E-D-A, I'm sorry, F-R-E-I-D-A, date of birth is 8-7-22, date of visit 1-24-13. As Jackson's patient returns for evaluation of a pleural effusion, history of CHF and history of rheumatoid arthritis, the patient had a thoracic emphysema done early this month with a removal of over 600 cc's of fluid from the left chest. She's had a similar procedure done 6 months ago. And she's now feeling better. However, she's short of breath with activity and complaints of apnea, weakness, but denies leg swelling. She has a past history of hysterectomy and a history for peripheral neuropathy and a history for rheumatoid arthritis for over 40 years. She has had coronary artery disease and PTCA done. She takes Plavix, Esomeprazole, 40 milligrams a day. Aricept, 5 milligrams daily. Toprol XL, 25 milligrams. Norvasc, 5 milligrams daily. And Simvastatin, 20 milligrams. Which is Lasix, 20 milligrams a day, but has not been taking her diuretics regularly. Also on potassium, 10 milligrams daily. She's a non-smoker, has no drug allergy. Or other system of negative except for joint pains. Next objective is a thinly built elderly lady, alert, pale, left is 110 over 60, pulse of 68, those patients 20, tension 97, 2, weight 114. It's really abnormal spalic tongue, my throat injected, neck supple. Chest distant left sounds with crackles at lung bases, more on the left, heart sensor irregular. Systolic atrial murmur 1/6, abdomen is soft, benign extremities, varicosities and joint deformities, normal reflexes. Next impression number one. Left pleural effusion with CHF and ASHD. Number two is a history of hypertension with severe rheumatoid arthritis and rheumatoid lung disease. Next plan, patient will continue the Lasix as recommended and potassium 10 milligrams daily. Ultrasound exam is just to be done in 3 weeks. And if she does get more short of breath earlier, she'll call back for the follow-up, you know, approximately 6 weeks. Thank you.